The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back at Pawnee City High School, time for the boys to get in the action here tonight on Sunny 101.3 as the Fall City Sacred Irish will take on the Pawnee City Indians. The Irish boys come in here, 7 wins, 8 losses on the year. Pawnee City, 7 wins, 4 losses on the season. Annual battle. These teams played, these two teams played a lot of basketball over the years. That's really terrific action. Pawnee City's had some very good teams for a lot of years. Of course, the Irish have been strong for a long time, too. But it's usually, it gets to be pretty good. There have been years one team that's been down, but mostly a good effort by both squads. We expect that here tonight. Pawnee City, loaded with athletes. We don't have a lot of tall kids that are going to play in this ball game on either team, but we've got a bunch of kids that are athletic. And we shall see how it all turns out here tonight. Pawnee City, 7-4. The Irish are 7-8. Hadley Sikora, head coach for Pawnee City. And Doug Gold, of course, here, the head coach for the Fall City Sacred Irish. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back. We'll give you the starting lineup for tonight's boys' game between Pawnee City and the Irish on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for a fun activity for your 4- to 6-year-old? Sign up for the Shadow Boogie Kids Camp at Heller Martial Arts. Starting February 3rd, this 6-week camp teaches your child the basics of taekwondo and defense against bullies. Campers get a t-shirt and a board break. Sign up today. Space in the Shadow Boogie Kids Camp is limited. 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts in Fall City. 402-380-3383.
Here at Frontier Bank, providing commercial loans to community merchants is one of our primary purposes as a community bank. Throughout the years, we've helped many local businesses get started. We offer a wide range of business loan products to support your needs. Frontier Bank's goal is to help your business in every way we can. What's good for your business is good for ours. Come see us for all your business banking needs.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Pawnee City High School. Let's take a look at the starting lineups tonight. First of all, for the visitors for Fall City Sacred Heart, Coach Doug Goltz will go with 5'11 junior Cole Taft tonight. 5'10 junior Brendan Lemeron. That'll be your backcourt. 6-foot sophomore Bo Fletcher. 6'1 senior Tate Wilcox and 6'3 junior Cooper Kanami. We'll also see Tyler Sipple in the ball game. Toby Baxter, Hayden Clown, they've all been playing more and more as the season goes on here for the Irish. For Coach Hadley Sikora, Pawnee City Indians tonight, he's going with 6'2 senior Drew Menningen, who will be the tallest player on the floor for this ball game tonight. 5'11 junior Trent Tetmeyer. 5'10 senior Anthony Kling, 5'11 junior Trey Kling, and a 5'10 senior Jet Farwell. So Drew Menningen, Trent Tetmeyer, Anthony Kling, Trey Kling, and Jet Farwell. You're starting five tonight for the Pawnee City Indians in this Pioneer Conference basketball game at Pawnee City High on Sunny 101.3. They're going to do the introductions of the starters here. Tell you, we're going to have just a little less action next week as we get ready for tournament time coming up here. Next week, oh my goodness, the basketball schedule next Friday night over on sister station KTNC will be the Fall City Tigers of Weeping Water. Fall City of Weeping Water next Friday night. That's on KTNC. Cody Schwann will bring you that action. Then the week after that, not real sure what's going on, but we'll have Pioneer Conference tournaments going on and the East Central Nebraska Conference tournaments going on. So a lot of the area teams playing those two. We'll have to get lined up and see who's playing where and when and all that good stuff. Well, Randy Gatula is correcting me. I know what my program says. Not Trent Tetmeyer. Okay. Tyler. You never know what my computer is going to print out. I know that I always type in the right things, but they don't always show up in the aftermath, Randy. You know how that is sometimes. Well, we'll get it right, and I'm glad you said something. So tell all of our listeners, if you ever hear us making a mistake on a name, let us know. Call the station, text us, message us somehow. If you're in the building or in the stadium, come tell us, hit us over the head with a stick, whatever it takes. We'll try to get it right. We try to be right. A little different lineup here tonight. The Irish are going to go with Toby Baxter, a 5'11 sophomore starting in place of Cooper Kanabe tonight. So Baxter will jump it up in the middle against Anthony Kling. Pawnee City going right to left toward the east end here in the first half tonight. Got a bunch of people walking in with their dessert left over in the soup supper. Get everybody by with that. There, oh, whoop, get a kid. Get a young man, you need to sit down. There you go. Your sister's done playing. Go sit down now. There you go. All right. It will be Pawnee City to control the tip. They go in the backcourt now to Jeff Farwell. Farwell off to Menningen. Now he'll give the ball up to Trey Kling. And now off to Anthony. Free throw line. Back out left side. Trey Kling. Three ball from the corner up. No good. Battle for the rebound. And this is going to be interesting. Jeff Farwell with it in the middle. Shoots. No. Rebound grabbed up by Bo Fletcher for the Irish. There's going to be a lot of good athletes in this ball game. Seeing who gets the rebounds and the 50-50 balls. This should be fun. Inside it goes and back out. Fletcher drives down left side. Out it goes. Taft for three. No. Bodies on the deck. Rebound offensive into the Irish. Back out it goes to Fletcher. Now between the circles. Inside, Fletcher again backs out with the dribble near the sideline. Now goes around a defender, pulls up, 10-footer, good. So, Bo Fletcher with the first 2 points of the ball game here tonight. Sagan Hearts up early, 2-0. The other end we go, Menningen with the basketball, drew the free throw line, gives the ball up on the jumper. No good by Anthony Kling, and a rebound again to Fletcher. Here come the Irish at the front, Lemeron with it. Brendan been struggling on the offensive end a little bit here the last week or so. Now out, Kyler Sipples also in the starting lineup. Here's a three ball push by Fletcher. No, the rebound bounces off his leg. It's going to be picked up by Atreyu Kling. Kling going the other way. He'll push it forward up the floor to Anthony Kling. He can't connect, and Lemeron with the rebound. Lemeron to the front court. 2-0 Irish, 6:15 to go. Period number one here at Pawnee City tonight. Lemeron off the right side to Baxter. Baxter around a defender. All the way blocked from behind. Nice job by Anthony Kling. Baxter beat him, got around, but Anthony recovered and blocked it from the backside. Push the ball ahead now to Jet Farwell. He'll hook the pass to the right side on the baseline. Now back out it goes. That's going to be Trey Kling. It won't go. Rebound is grabbed up by Farwell, and he'll turn and put it in. And we're tied at two here in the first quarter. Lemeron to the front to Baxter. Baxter looks, and we've got an offensive foul on the Irish. Foul called on Kyler Sipple. Waved ball. Did not see one happen. He was well screened away from me, but probably set a pick down there. Maybe moving. Farwell brings up the front for Pawnee City, walks it up off to the right side. Now he goes with the basketball there to Tyler Tettmeyer. Across the middle, Farwell. Shot rejected by Fletcher. Coming down on the hands now. And it's going to be tapped. Can't get her to go. So we got a ball that's out of bounds. Or do we have a foul? We got a foul on Toby Baxter. Baxter's first team foul, number two on Sacred Heart. All right, coming up the floor with the basketball, Jeff Farwell. Farwell on the left side of the floor. Hands it off there for Anthony Kling. Now to Trey. Trey off to Anthony. Anthony back on the left side, dribbles into Trey in the post. Spins around underneath, an excellent assist underneath, and a layup for Tettmeyer. And Pawnee City has their first lead of the game now at 4-2 at the 4:45 mark. Lemeron to the front, top of the key, off the left side, Taft. Taft over on the left side for Sipple. Sipple looks, hands it back out to the top. Lemeron near the midcourt circle off the right side, and Fletcher jumped up in the air, had nowhere to go, able to get the ball to a teammate. Shot up by Sipple in the middle is blocked from behind by Farwell. The ball goes out of bounds. As I said, this Pawnee City bunch, extremely athletic. They're not tall, but they're fast and they can jump. Sacred Heart at the end of the Pawnee City bench, about 10 feet up off the baseline. Pass inside, knocked away. Baxter ends up with it. In it goes to Taft. He can't connect. Rebound ends up in the hands of Tettmeyer. Up the floor, Farwell in the paint. Double team passes out. Trey Kling for three. No. Rebound grabbed up by Sipple for the Irish. That was Anthony Kling, I'm sorry, with the shot there. 23, not 24. Good news is that Trey has shaved his head. Here's a traveling call. Baxter is working the left wing and baseline down there. Got the feet moving. The floor ball didn't get to the floor in time. And it'll be Pawnee City basketball. Up the floor, Jet Farwell with it. For Pawnee City's Indians, 3:43 to go in the first quarter, 4-2 Pawnee City. Off to Tettmeyer, he looks, he'll give it off to Trey Klink. He'll pass it away, hand it away to Anthony, and the ball slapped away by Fletcher, out of bounds. So inbounding from in front of the Irish bench, Drew Menninger, the 6'2 senior, out top Tettmeyer, works between the circles off the left side, down in the corner to Trey Klink. Trey works the ball back out top. Anthony into the paint, elevates against three defenders and hits the shot. Anthony Kling with his first two, and it's 6-2, the lead to Pawnee City. Coming away in a long three for Taft on the left side of the circle is good. Cole Taft with a triple makes it 6-5. And a long pass up the floor, way up the ladder to save it inbound is Anthony Kling. Comes out, Lemeron ends up with the basketball. He got it saved inbound. He just couldn't hang on to it with one hand. Back out top now with the basketball, Lemeron. Cooper Kanabe ready to check in on the next break in the action for the Irish. Left side, taps, got heated up Tuesday. He drives in the paint and double team. Throws it up on the left side of the lane, up and good. And it's 7-6. The Irish lead now by one. Our second lead change here early on. 2.5 to play. First quarter tonight. Taft had 15 against Auburn in the second quarter on Tuesday night. Give and go down the lane. Ball knocked loose from Farwell. We've got a held ball, I believe, that should belong to the Irish, if that's what he called. And it is. Cooper Kanabe in. Toby Baxter out for the Irish for the moment. Sacred Heart. Taft, one of the officials, having a good laugh about something. All right, up the floor comes Lemeron to the basketball between the circles. Over to Fletcher, fakes the three, drives in the middle, fires it up for about 8 feet. That's good. Fletcher with his second hoop of the night. And the Irish are up by 9-6. A 7-point turnaround here so far in his first quarter. Irish trail by four now. They're up by three on Pawnee City. Trey Kling with the ball. Farwell had it knocked loose by Fletcher. Gets a pick as Farwell gets it back down underneath Tettmeyer. Leaning back, and we got a foul. He calls the foul there. Good play by Tettmeyer on the inside. Foul on Sacred Heart on Sipple, and he's got two now. Tyler Sipple with two, and that's three team fouls on the Irish. At the free throw line, Anthony Kling. Free throw up, and that's not Anthony. That's Farwell. 13, I'm sorry. Tyler Tettmeyer at the line shooting two. I apologize, Tyler. Tyler and I are having a rough night. I got his name wrong. Now I've described him as somebody else. All I can see was the three. Here we go. Second one on the way up, and in and out won't go. Rebound grabbed up by Farwell, and he'll elevate up. No. Rebound comes down to the man just entering the ball game for the Irish. That is going to be Hayden Clow. Clow in the ball game will give it up now for Fletcher. Works around the defense, down the lane, throws it up off balance. Farwell, the rebound, are up the floor with it, and he logs it forward, and a foul on Tab. Coming down hard, kind of an alley-oop type play. Foul on Cole Tab. His first, team number four, and at the line this time is going to be Anthony Kling. He was way up there in the air and got a hand on it again, but couldn't hang on to it as the foul was committed. Here's the free throw up and rattles it home off the front edge. And it's 9-7 Sacred Heart by a deuce. Minute 23 to go in the first quarter. Second one on the way. It's up and short. Rebound battle is going to be won by Lemeron. Ball got on the deck, and Brennan able to dribble it away from the Pawnee City players. Out on the left side of the ball now, Hayden Clow looks back out top. Fletcher to Lemeron for three. It's on the rim. It won't go. Rebound minning it. Drew comes down with it, and he'll give the ball ahead with a minute to go in the quarter to the front Tettmeyer. Tettmeyer looked to pass off and kept going. Manning it out top, Farwell. Farwell gives it up, and now it's going to be Kling to Kling. Trey has it. Now they go back to Tettmeyer. Three ball is short, no good. And the ball is saved in. Oh, no. Oh, that was a late whistle there. Farwell tried to save it in. He tipped the ball in, and the Irish grabbed it and took off up the floor with it. Then the whistle blew. So it's Irish basketball. Up by two, 38 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lemeron, everybody lined up on the free throw line for the Irish, one behind the other. Out to Taft for three on the flat iron. It won't go. Rebound, Fletcher saves it around his back. The ball goes to Clough. And then we have a holding foul on who? Against Sacred Heart. Bo Fletcher called for the foul. His first. We're going to walk the other end here, I think. Shoot a pair. That ball was loose. It was not an offensive foul. So with 24 seconds to go, we'll walk down here to the other end. And again, Tyler Tettmeyer to the line to shoot a pair. Tyler missed a pair earlier here, has 2 points in the first quarter. 5'11 junior, he gets set on the way up and good. There you go. 9-8. Sacred Heart brings Tate Wilcox into the ballgame now for rebounding. Hayden Clow will sit down with 24 seconds to go in the first quarter. Now, Tyler Tettmeyer trying to tie it up here with a freebie. Eyes the basket on the way up, and it rattles and rolls, and in it goes, and we're tied at 9 apiece. Lemeron to the front court of the basketball, 18 on the clock. The Irish want to play for one. Wilcox with it, gives the ball off to Tab. Now to Lemeron, right side of the floor, man-to-man defense by Pawnee City. 9 on the clock, 8-7. Lemeron still working with it, hands off to Tab. Moves left down the lane, drives in, shoots off the glass, and got it. And that will end the first quarter. Our score, Ball State Sacred Heart 11, Pawnee City 9. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
11-9, the Irish lead in the boys' game after one quarter here tonight on Sunny 101.3. Going to be Pawnee City basketball. The Irish only had two players in the scoring column. They did not shoot a free throw in the first quarter. Pawnee City had three players in the scoring column. They went 3 out of 6 at the line. Two ties, two lead changes in the first period. Up the floor with it. Jet Farwell, free throw line, dishes the ball to the right side. A new player, Eric Jordan Winnemont. Now into Trey Kling on the baseline. Left side of the paint, no. Rebound brought down by Wilcox. Ahead in traffic is going to be Taft. He lost control of the ball. And it's going to be Anthony Kling down the lane. Up, no good. Fletcher with a rebound. Fletcher pushing. Leaves to Kanabi. Cooper Kanabi off to Lemeron. Lemeron holds. Goes to the right side. Kanabi way out in front of the Pawnee City bench on the sideline. Works the ball. Now needs help. Oh, and two. Way too tall on the pass. He threw it to an Irish fan in the stands there. Doug Goltz, not happy. Puts his hands on top of his head, walks down to the end of the bench. Pawnee City, a chance to tie or take the lead here with 6:55 to go in quarter number two. With the basketball now, Anthony Kling out top, direct to traffic, leaves it off to Farwell. Farwell getting a screen, moving screen, no whistle there. In the middle, Farwell shot blocked by Kanabi. It comes back to Farwell. He'll tip it out to the top to Winnemont. And we've got a whistle and a blocking foul here. Winnemont, a 5'9 freshman in there. That's a new name for me. Winnemont Jordan is a 5'9 freshman. The foul. Cooper Kanabi, his first, team foul number one of the second quarter. And at the line is Jordan Winnemont. Free throw up, good. It's a one-point ball game, 11-10. Winnemont ready again. He gets set, eyes the basket, it's up, and it's good. Oh, he's ice. Remember, watched him in the reserve game tonight. He made three or four triples in that JV game tonight. And he just flat out buried him. All right, Irish basketball in an 11-11 game here. Second quarter. With it. Tap into the paint with the left hand. Nice pass underneath the Kanabi. In and out. It won't go. Rebound. With it. Menigan. Menigan ahead. Pushes the ball forward. Rebound off the miss by Farwell, picked up by Anthony Kling, and he's going to be fouled and will go to the free throw line. Sagerhart foul on Tate Wilcox, his first, team foul number two of the quarter on the Irish. Free throw on the way up and good. So Anthony Kling now 2 out of 3 at the line, and he gives his team the lead back, 12-11. Kobe Baxter back in for Cooper Kanabi for the Irish. Ready again, Anthony Kling. Lies it, lets it go, it's up, it's good. And now, it's a two-point lead for Pawnee City, 13-11, 6 minutes to go, first half. And it's going to be Wilcox, who's headed down the lane. lost the handle on the basketball, and it goes across the lane and out of bounds. Pawnee City gets it on the turnover. So Indians get the ball. Lemeron showing a little token pressure here. Backing up now. Top of the key. And just backing his way down the lane like a train. Nobody to stop it with a Trey Kling. They got him the ball. He shot it up. Couldn't get it to go. And then he gets called for a foul on the rebound attempt. That's the first foul of the game on Pawnee City. They weren't called for any in the first quarter. We played a little over 2 minutes here in the second quarter. The Irish haven't scored yet. Lemeron up the floor, right side to Fletcher. Turned up by Farwell, the man-to-man. Now out to Baxter, driving down the right side. Dishes it to the sideline to Fletcher. Back to Wilcox, and back it goes. Fletcher looking on the right wing into Baxter. Back out top with it. Pass goes around now. Lemeron. Lemeron, defender left him. He's open for three. It's on the front edge. No good. Rebound picked off by Trey Kling. Ahead, and the layup for the freshman. Warmont up and good. And the lead is now four for Pawnee City, matching their biggest lead of the ball game. Long three for Taft. It's on the left side. It's up. It's down. Taft now with 10 for the Irish in the game. 15-14. The Irish within one. Here's a free throw line circle jumper. No good, but a foul on the Irish. The shot put up by Jet Farwell. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair as the foul is called on Toby Baxter, his second. So at the line, Farwell for the first time tonight. Sets himself up. Free throw is good. 5 point advantage. No, 2 point. I'm sorry, there's a 3-pointer in there. Now it's 16-14. You're listening to Pawnee City and Cigar Basketball Night on Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Fall City and Pawnee City. Free throw good again. Jet Farwell hits them both, and it's a 3-point advantage for Pawnee City. Lemeron out top. He's guarded by Trey Kling. Hands the ball off to Taft. Now Trey Kling picks him up in that zone as they run it out front. Now over the right side to Fletcher. Fletcher to Lemeron in the middle. Spins around. That is not Lemeron. That was Taft. Can't get her to go. And the rebound to Anthony Kling. Kling down through the middle. Elevates. And they're going to call a foul. The Irish had two defenders there. But a foul will be called on Cooper Canotti. On the arm, his second. Team foul number four on the Irish. 4:09 to go in the half. It's 17-14 Pawnee City with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Looking around the area tonight, halfway through the second quarter, Auburn leading Nebraska City 27-4 in boys action. Late second quarter, about 3 minutes ago, Johnson Brock, the Exeter Milligan friend, 28-17. Johnson Brock, the only team to defeat the Bobcats so far this year. In girls action tonight, you heard here, it was Sacred Heart with the win tonight. The Irish girls with the win. Nebraska beat Auburn 47-28. Johnson Brock Grove beat EMF 62-22 tonight. At the free throw line, Pawnee City in the person of Anthony Kling once again. He's 3-for-4 at the line now. So ready on the way up and missed it on the flat iron, wouldn't go. He'll get another one here. Clayton ready. Anthony is a senior. sets. He fires. It's good. 18-14. Again, matching the biggest lead of the ball game for Pawnee City at 4. Cooper Canabi out between the circles. Hands it off now to Fletcher. So Fletcher right. Floating left. Off to Taft for 3. Short. No good. Rebound. Minningham. Drew gets it away ahead up the floor. It's knocked away. Trying to get it to Trey Kling. Taft says Kling touched it last. The official said, no, you did. And he wins the debate, as is usually the case. Manning it inbound for the baseline for Pawnee City. Look, and he'll lob it out to the top near midcourt to the freshman there, Wernemont. But now it is Anthony Kling over the right side. Farwell, 3 ball, up and down. Jet Farwell with 7 in the game, and the lead is now 7 for Pawnee City. 21-14. Basketball on the right side. Lemeron with it. Moves to the middle of the floor between the circles. Good stout defense by the Indians here. Taft moving left to right. Now back into the middle, guarded by Trey Kling there. But now Fletcher. 6 seconds on the shot clock. And it'll be Lemeron to fire. It's up. It's no good. Rebound. Cooper Canabi, his shot attempt is blocked by Minninga from behind, and traveling on the way, forced his way into the paint, was Anthony Kling that time. So it's Irish basketball with 2:55 to go in the first half, trailing 21-14. All right, up the floor with it, Brendan Lemeron. He's got 4 points in the ball game. The Irish only had 2 players score so far. Excuse me, Lemeron has not scored. Fletcher has scored right next to it on the score sheet. Fletcher with the Irish with only 3 points here in the second quarter so far. A 3-pointer by Taft. Taft has it, hands it off to Lemeron. Brendan moving around the perimeter. 7 on the shot clock. Left side, baseline. Fletcher, 3 ball, way strong, missed everything. And the ball's out of bounds off of Sacred Heart with 2:19 to go in quarter number 2. Pawnee City brings into the game again Tyler Tettmeyer with 4 points. He'll check in for Trey Kling. Now up the floor, Jet Farwell with the basketball. Fakes, passes right across to the 3-point line, and it's up off the mark. No good there by Wernemont. Rebound to Lemeron. Brendan coming out of there for the Irish. Pushing the ball now, slows down at midcourt. Minute 59 to go in the half. Taft with it. Cole backing up. Right side looks. Moving around the left side and tried with a push pass to Fletcher. Stolen away by Anthony Kling. He goes all the way to the end. Shoots it. No. Rebound tipped by Canabi to Lemeron. Stolen back by Anthony Kling. Minute 33 to go. 3 ball up. 3 ball down from the left side. Elbow by Jet Farwell. He's in double figures with 10. And the lead is 10 for Pawnee City. Canabi, right side to Fletcher. Fletcher sees an opening to the basket. Up, it's good. That probably would have been goaltending otherwise. The Pawnee City team went up and hit the backboard as the ball went off of the glass there. 24-16, a minute to go here in quarter number 2. Here's an 18-footer by Kling. It won't go. Rebound Farwell. The putback is good by Jet. Jet Farwell with a dozen, and the lead is 10 again for the Pawnee City Indians. Off the floor now, it will be in the hands of Tate Wilcox. Off the left side, Fletcher looks. Lobbed it inside, too tall for Canabi. Stolen away by Farwell. Being chased by Fletcher, ran into him, no whistle. Throws the ball to the front court to Tettmeyer. 24 on the shot clock, ball tipped by Fletcher, back it goes. And Farwell, left hand off the glass, no. Rebound to Fletcher on the run the other way. Stops, leaves it off now for Lemeron. Shot clock off, 13 seconds to go in the half. The Irish down by 10. Lemeron right side, and it's Taft for 3. Too strong. Rebound, Canabi, and he lost it. And with 2 seconds, driving in, no shot, and getting the shot. I didn't think they'd get there. Driving it in there and getting the shot off was Anthony Kling. No whistle for a foul, and it's going to be 26-16 at halftime. Pawnee City with the lead over Sacred Heart. The Irish held to 5 points in quarter number two. 26-16, Pawnee City boys lead. We'll take a 2 minute timeout. We'll be back and wrap up the first half scoring on Sunny 101.3.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Thinking about your health? Have you put on a few extra pounds or felt a bit tired? It's a new year and a short drive to Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska. Start the year off right with a wellness check at Family Medicine Clinic. Our trusted and compassionate providers will work with you in all aspects of your health. An annual checkup and preventative services could make the difference. Call Family Medicine at 402-245-4475 for a wellness check. Here's to a happy and healthy year.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
Man, I wish I had a shotgun. There's ducks flying everywhere in Pawnee City. They're having the duck throw here for $100 if you hit the bullseye here. Land whoever gets in the middle gets $100. Now, how they determine whose duck it is, I don't know. But you have to throw from the stand. So we'll see what happens here. Anyway, back to the action on the court. Well, the previous action on the court involving the basketball game. Pawnee City and Sacred Heart, we've had three ties and three lead changes. Last tie was at 11. Pawnee City took the lead from there and led by as many as 10 points. That's where we're at halftime, 26-16. For Sacred Heart, Bo Fletcher had 6 points. Cole Taft had 10 in the first half for their total of 16. Nobody else has scored for the Irish in the game. Sacred Heart has not shot a free throw attempt in this ball game. Foul trouble, Kyler Sipple, Toby Baxter, and Cooper Kanabe, two each for the Irish in the first half tonight. For Pawnee City, they've spread it out a little bit. Jet Barwell with a dozen. He had 10 of those in the second quarter. 6 for Anthony Kling. 4 of those, the free throw line. 4 for Tyler Tettmeyer and 4 for Jordan Wernemont. Pawnee City, to tell you where the difference of the ballgame is at the free throw line. As I said, the Irish haven't attempted a free throw. Pawnee City has made 10 out of 14 at the line in the first half of tonight's ballgame. They made 10, the Irish made none. And Pawnee City leads it 26-16 at halftime. Well, the duck throwing is over. I have no idea who won. They're still trying to decipher the winners. And now pick up ducks. So good luck with that. In the girls' game tonight here before the boys' game, it was Sagan Arm, their 15th win of the year. The second-ranked Irish in D2 defeat Pawnee City 54-25. Right now, let's check in with our sponsors, the weather, some more from our sponsors. Back with the second half of the boys' game coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa, that's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show.
Yep, get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90, no trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
A1 Cellular in Auburn is your U.S. Cellular dealer, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Stop by A1 Cellular today.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Cloudy tonight with a low temperature of 22 degrees and light west winds. Saturday, cloudy with a high temperature of 37 and northwesterly winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunday, partly sunny, with a high temperature around 31 and west winds around 5 miles an hour. Monday, sunshine, with a high temperature of 42 degrees and winds out of the southwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tuesday, lots of sunshine, and the warming trend continues with a high around 47 degrees with west winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday, sunshine, with a high temperature of 43 degrees. Thursday, sunny to start the day, chance of showers in the afternoon, with a high temperature of 41 degrees. Thursday night into Friday, chance of rain changing over to snow, and then changing back to rain Friday afternoon, with temperatures in the upper 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know Nemaha County Hospital offers access to top specialists right here at home? Check out our specialty clinic calendar to see which experts are visiting this month. From cardiology to orthopedics, we've got you covered. Visit nemahacountyhospital.com/calendar to plan your appointment. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Sunny 101.3.
26-16, the Pawnee City Indian boys lead the Fall City St. Heart Irish here at halftime. Final seconds ticking off of this halftime clock here, and then we'll get back to the action. It's going to be St. Heart basketball, I believe. Here's our third quarter. Three ties, three lead changes in the first half. The Irish have to find some more scoring. They only got two players who have scored a point, and they have not attempted a free throw yet, so need to do some damage on the inside. Pawnee City are doing pretty well right. They're getting to the free throw line, they're making some baskets, and they're kind of controlling the boards for the most part. Here's a three ball from Taft on the way up. No, and the rebound up high to grab it. Anthony Kling, his fourth rebound of the ball game. To the front, Jet Farwell inside, out, and a three-pointer up, no good by Drew Menningen. Rebound to the Irish. Lemeron couldn't control it as he turned away. Turned up the floor, the ball rolls out of bounds, up into the stands. Now Menningen will inbound for the Indians. 25 feet up off the baseline, he'll bring the ball in the backcourt to Jet Farwell. Off the right side, Tettmeyer. Back now with it, Anthony Kling, top of the key, looks, hands it off, Tettmeyer, gives the ball up to Farwell again. Farwell, Tettmeyer, Anthony Kling, looking, and back out top. Now work the ball to the left wing, Farwell elevates, shoots, contact, no whistle, rebound brought down by Trey Kling. Missed the shot, followed up, he got another rebound, and a two-pointer for Tyler Tettmeyer. He's got six. Trey Kling picked up a couple of rebounds there, along with Farwell, and a whole bunch of offensive rebounds, and here comes a Pawnee City Indian player into the Irish bench. That's Drew Menningen. Good hustle on the defense there, knocked the ball out of bounds. So Taft will trigger from right in front of his own bench. Taft looking, out comes Lemeron, he'll take it. Raymer in the post along with Sipple for the Irish. Taft working, spinning in on Menningen, up, and finally for the Irish, they're going to the free throw line. Foul on Pawnee City's Drew Menningen, his first. That is the second foul of the night called on Pawnee City, the first one here in the second half. At the line, Cole Taft with 10 points in the ballgame. He'll shoot two here. Lefty on the way up and got it. 11 for Taft. Cole ready. Said Tuesday night against Auburn at 15 in the third quarter of that game. Irish may need another effort like that here tonight. It's on the way up and it's good. He got them both. 28-18 now. Lead momentarily was up to 12 for the Indians. Biggest lead of the ball game. And Trey Kling is blocked by Fletcher. Fletcher's second block shot of the ball game. And coming out of there after the rebound, the foul on Pawnee City's Trey Kling, his second foul. He got one in the second quarter. And now the Irish have it. Down 10. Lemeron to the front. Lemeron hasn't scored yet tonight for the Irish. Back Fletcher and Cole Taft, the only two players to score for Sagan Hart so far. Lemeron, that's Taft driving. Lost the ball on a high dribble. It's loose and it's taken away by Menningen. He'll throw it ahead. Jet Farwell to Tettmeyer up the floor. He couldn't hang on to it. Now Trey Kling has it. He'll give it out to Farwell. Three ball up and no, two-pointer. Had his toe on the line. Up and good. 14 for Jet Farwell. The lead is 12 again. Taft to the front off the left side with the basketball now to Sipple. His pass to Millen. Backs are stolen away by Jet Farwell. He goes in. Layup over the Irish over Fletcher. So Farwell now with 16. Putting on a show here now, Jet Farwell, Doug Goltz, a little frustrated, 14-point for the Irish, the Pawnee City Indians, 5.5 to play in the third, we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Sunny 101.3.
32-18, Pawnee Sioux the lead over Sacred Heart. Auburn boys lead Nebraska City at halftime, 36-8 tonight. 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Humboldt Table Rock Center leading Parkview Christian, 37-26 up in Lincoln. And at halftime tonight, top rank Johnson Brock going for 51 in a row in the win column. They're up over Exeter Milligan Friend, 32-21 at the moment. Irish ball, Brendan Lenneron, no, Taft in inbound, number three, I'm sorry. I get my guards mixed up. Taft into Lenneron. Now off it goes to Wilcox. He'll give it off to Taft. Over to Fletcher for three on the rim, no. Rebound tipped up by Taft with the left hand and good. Cole Taft now with 14 points for Sacred Heart. Coming the other way, inside to Trey Kling. It's up, it's down, and he's fouled from behind by Sacred Heart. The referee says 23 on the foul. That's Tate Wilcox with his second. First foul of the half. Trey Kling with his first bucket of the ball game has two. Looking to make it a three-point play. Now it's a 14-point lead. Ready, free throw up, and it rolled, and it banged, and it bounced, and it rolled in the hole. And it's a 15-point advantage for Pawnee City. At the other end, Taft again with three. He answered at the other end. 35-23, Pawnee City. Jet Farwell from the top of the circle. Too strong. Rebound grabbed by Toby Baxter. They'll get it to Lenneron. The Irish need to go on a run here if they can. Down by 12. 4:39 to play in the quarter. Off the right side to Fletcher. Dribbles between the legs. Cut off out there by Tettmeyer. And the ball off of Fletcher. Out of bounds. On the dribble. Try to move. Bounce it off his leg or foot. And out of bounds it goes. Pawnee City basketball with 4:30 to play here in third quarter. Bringing into Jet Farwell. Farwell off the left side. Gets the ball away and driving is going to be Kling. That's Anthony. He goes into Farwell. He can't connect. Ends up on the deck. Ball coming down to Fletcher. Passes off. Gets it right back. Into the paint he goes. Floats it up. No good. Rebound brought down by Anthony Kling. He had it. Now it ends up in the hands of Jet Farwell. Farwell through traffic to Atreyu Kling. Layup is good. Trey with the bucket has five, and the lead is 14 again. Here comes Lenneron to the front for the Irish. It's a little man-to-man here. Pawnee City. Lenneron dribbled. Now to Cooper Canotti. And it's a three-pointer off the rim. No good by Taft. Kept alive by Fletcher. To Taft. To Fletcher. Taft to Baxter. Top of the key. Comes the left elbow. Lenneron with a move. Now backing up toward midcourt. Gets a Kanabi and he'll pass right side for Taft. Taft goes in, lost the handle on the basketball. Underneath through the paint, taken away by Trey Kling, and ahead the layup is good. They're in for Anthony Kling. That gives him eight. I had to add those up. He had too many free throws in there between buckets. The lead is now the biggest of the game at 16 points. Shot up, no. Follow shot by Fletcher won't go. Trey Kling with the rebound, and here come the Indians the other way with 2:42 to play in the third. Left side for the freshman, Wernemont drives in too close. rebound off of Pawnee City, out of bounds on the weak side. The Irish will bring into the game Tate Wilcox and plays Toby Baxter. Irish ball. Canotti bringing it up. Dribble it in. Now here's Taft for three. Left side, got it again. I lost track of his points now. That was a three-pointer. We'll catch you here in a minute. Here we come the other way. A drive and elevating left side, driving in from the side on the block is up and good by Anthony Kling. He's now got 10. The other way, Wilcox with it down in the corner. Wilcox, brother Fletcher. Now we go the other way with it. Limeron gets a screen, a little trial screen roll underneath. Fletcher, a little jump hook, no. Foul on the rebound on Cooper. Canobie will be his third foul, second foul of the half. Irish have got 26. So Tapp now has 20 of the 26. Bo Fletcher has the other 6 Irish points. Timeout on the floor, 1:52. The Irish are down by 15, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Attention nurses. Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Pawnee City High School. John Hicks along with you here on this Friday evening as we bring you high school basketball action for Pawnee City High School. MJ Evans running the show back at the studio, keeping things in line, in place. I don't need her help sounding silly. 41-26. Pawnee City leading the Irish. Pawnee City basketball with 1:52 to go here in quarter number three. All right, Jet Farwell, the senior, will bring it up the floor. Think about Jet Farwell. I think about all those long touchdown runs he made through the football season. He is something on that football field. Out on the right side, he's knocked to the ground, loose ball. He's able to save it, get it away, and now it's in the hands of Farwell again. A long three up by the freshman there, Wernemont. No good. Fletcher got the rebound and reaching in and getting the held ball is Trey Kling, the junior. Trey Kling is a physical specimen. He is put together. Menningen to bring it in. Looks from the baseline to Trey Kling, makes the catch. 10 feet away, up and in. All of a sudden, he's got 7 points all here in the third quarter, and the lead is 17 for Pawnee City. Here we go, the other end, Cole Taft with it, into the paint. He looks, needs help, tries to get it out. Nobody home, saved by Sipple. And now back over on the other side, it's Taft into the paint. Triple team, throws it underneath, bounces off the hand of a Pawnee City Indian off the backboard. It comes down to Wernemont. Wernemont in the middle to Anthony Kling. We got a tackle at the three-point line. I'm not sure who the tackle is made by. Now I know. It was made by Anthony Kling, his first foul of the ball game. Team foul number 3 on the Indians. That's 3 this quarter. They only had 1 in the first half. 51 seconds to go in the period. Brendan Limeron up the floor with the basketball. Tapped to Limeron. Limeron just not able to get on track to get so many shots. Here's a two-point shot up. No good by Sipple. Rebound, Anthony Kling, the senior. Nice dish to the left side intended for Trey Kling. Deflected away by the Irish by Fletcher. Out of bounds with 31 seconds to go. 31.1 on the game clock. 30 seconds left on the shot clock. inbound Emeninga into Trey Kling. That's the same play they ran a minute ago. This time to shoot it. He makes a pass underneath to Drew Menninga, and he puts it up and in. And the lead is now 19, biggest lead of the contest. Kanabe working across the floor out near midcourt. 13 on the clock. The Irish playing for one, it looks like here. Tapped. Picked up by Trey Kling. Down the lane is taken away. Stolen by Anthony Kling. All the way in. Left hand. Scoops it over the front end for two more. Anthony Kling teams up with Trey to get the bucket and the steal. After three, it's Bonnie City, 47. Sagan Hart, 26. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you called to serve others as you build a successful business? Thrivent, a membership-owned fraternal benefit society serving Christians, is growing in Southeast Nebraska, and we're seeking financial advisors to join us. You'll help clients create financial plans guided by their values and share generosity with causes they hold dear. We offer values-driven culture, competitive benefits, comprehensive training and support, and outstanding earning potential. To learn more, call 402-315-8711.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
8 minutes up on the clock. It's Irish basketball. Pawnee City with a 21-point advantage over Sagan, outscoring the Irish in the third quarter, 21-10. To take it up to a 21-point lead. Here's Lemeron, left side, elbow, no, won't go. Long rebound to the freshman, Wernemont. He throws it ahead and laying it up over the rim, not dunking it, but laying it over the top is Anthony Kling. He's got 14 in the ball game, and now it's a 23-point lead. No, 27, excuse me. The other end, Lemeron can't find the range. The ball is out of bounds off the Irish on East City ball. The Irish going to show some pressure here with 7:31 to go. Anthony Kling will trigger in. He'll bring it into Jet Farwell. His cross-court pass stolen by Fletcher, and he'll put it up and in. It's 49-28. Pressure worked the first time. Throw the ball up the floor to Wernemont. Throws in the middle. Anthony Kling, layup is good. Nice ball movement. Anthony Kling with 16. He and Farwell tied for honors for Pawnee City at 16 apiece. Taft has 20 of the Irish 28. At the other end we go. Irish ball. Fletcher with it. Throws inside. Kanabe off the glass. Nice play. Finally, the Irish have a third score in the column tonight. 51-30 at the other end. Menninga to Farwell. Jet on the left side. Works to the middle. Tried to split the defenders. They cut him off. Passes to the far side. People must be leaving because it's getting cold in here. The doors are opening. Out top we go. It's going to be Anthony Kling, a pass through the middle, deflected by the Irish. Out of bounds. I figured that was going to happen. All right. Sonny Banner has taken a fall. Tape didn't like the wall tonight. All right. Anthony Kling lobs over the top to Farwell, forces it up, it's in, and a foul on Sacred Heart on Cole Tapp. His second, first foul of the quarter on the Irish. So two more for Farwell, gives him 18, and he'll have a free throw coming here. The lead is 23, and it won't go. And the rebound brought down by the Irish. To the front comes Lunner onto the basketball. Brendan Lemeron out on the right side, gives the ball off the tap. Cole, the 5'11 junior, drops it back for Baxter. Now we come over left side at the elbow of the basketball. Bo Fletcher to the top. Sipple pass nearly knocked away and is recovered by the Irish. And now it's Taft inside to Baxter. Back out to Fletcher for three off the rim. No good. High off the rebound. Baxter the rebound and the putback for the Irish. 53-32. Pawnee City throws it quickly to the front court on the sideline. Hornemont with it back out of the top. Didn't make a clean catch, but it goes right away to Tettmeyer. Tettmeyer pass, cross court, stolen away. Lemeron all the way in, and he's going to be fouled by Jet Farwell. Jet Farwell picks up his first foul of the evening. First foul of the quarter on the Pawnee City Indians. Trey Kling in for Jordan Hornemont. Now it'll be Lemeron inbound from the baseline. He looks, wanted to go to the lawn. Oh, they got to move, and he finally gets it in there to Taft. Back to Lemeron. Left wing, or excuse me, baseline. Now back out top with it. Taft, Cole, moving, trying to go left to Lemeron. Fakes left, drives right, goes around the top of the circle into the paint. Three defenders there. Leaves it to Baxter at the free throw line. That's been good. Toby Baxter. Back-to-back hoops at the five-minute mark. Lead down to 19. 53-34 inside Farwell. Double team over to Minigan. Didn't make a clean catch. Passes the ball away now to Tettmeyer. Now Anthony Kling. Tettmeyer three ball. Too strong. Rebound grabbed up by Tyler Sipple. The Irish up the floor. Nice job, Tettmeyer. Excuse me, that was a Drew Menninger ran over there, knocked the ball up into the stands, and Sager will have it on the sideline. 35 on the shot clock, 4:34 to go in the ball game. 53-34, Pawnee City with the lead. Bring the ball into Baxter, coming around to take it. Oops, bobbled it. Hayden Clow, now it goes off in the middle and tapped. Up short, no good. Rebound brought down by Trey Kling. Ahead up the floor to Anthony. Elevates. Does not shoot it. Passed it off over to Farwell. He missed the three. Now ahead to Fletcher. Try to dipsy-do underhanded thing. Went right over the top of the rim from one side to the other. Now he knocks it away. Steals it. Picked up by the Irish by Clow. In the corner. Clow for three. No. We get a whistle away from the shot. Underneath, foul on 24, that's Trey Kling, his third, second foul of the quarter. That wasn't a shooting foul, so Clow will inbound from underneath his own basket for the Irish. He looks, brings in Baxter, will shoot, short, no good, Menninger the rebound. He'll get it away now, and up the floor with it comes Tettmeyer. Tettmeyer to Trey Kling and back to Tettmeyer. He looks, he lobs for the middle to Anthony Kling, and he'll throw it back out top to Farwell. They play catch around the perimeter. Tettmeyer out top between the circles off the right side. Now Anthony Kling down to Trey Kling. Anthony runs into the middle, throws it up, stops. Good body control. Not to good call for a charge there. Puts it up and in from the front about 3 feet away. He's got 18 in the game. Raymer to the front, pass knocked away, stolen by Trey Kling. He'll give it up, and now up the floor with it comes Tettmeyer. To Farwell, fires across, Trey Kling with the catch, double team. Now he's hit from two sides, and we get a whistle and a timeout call by Pawnee City, I think, to save the possession. 3:02 to go, it's a 21-point Pawnee City advantage, and we're back in 30 seconds. On Sunny 101.3.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for.
looking for?
We're glad to answer questions. Full service guarantee.
Farmin City Supply is where you'll find it.
Farmin City Supply is country popping through and through.
We take good care of you.
Farmin City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
3 minutes, 2 seconds left in the ball game. Pawnee City leading it 55-34. It was 11-9 after one quarter. That first quarter, we saw two ties, a pair of lead changes. But after that, it's been pretty much all Pawnee City Indian basketball tonight, leading by as many as 27 at one point. The Irish are back on the floor. Pawnee City still huddled up with Coach Hadley Sikora. Coach Sikora, of course, he played high school ball here at Pawnee City. Led him to a state tournament when he was in high school as a point guard. Been building and building this program, trying to get him better, and he's got a pretty decent team again this year. 7-4 on the season, looking to double that up to 8-4 with a win here tonight. And now Anthony Kling holds it over to Farwell. Throw it left side. Tettmeyer dropped it. Spun. Got it back. Now to Farwell. 8 on the shot clock. He'll dribble up. He'll throw down to the baseline. Tettmeyer back to Farwell. 3 ball from the top. Short. No good. Rebound. Menningen. Now to Anthony Kling to read new shot clock for the Indians. 2.5 to play. Pawnee City just kind of letting the clock run here a little bit. In the corner, Menningen into the middle to Farwell. He's triple teamed. Ends up on the ground. The ball out of bounds off of the Irish. We got a foul. We got a foul on Sacred Heart on Toby Batch for his third. Second foul of the quarter on the Irish. Here comes Cooper Kanabe back in for the Irish in place of Baxter. So inbound here from the baseline will be Pawnee City. Menningen lobs in. Caught by Farwell. Irish playing man defense here. Hand the ball off to Menningen. He'll give it to Anthony. Anthony moving right with the dribble. We'll get close to a 5-second call there. Pass down low. Trey Kling makes the catch. Backing in on Cooper Kanabe. 13 on the shot clock. Farwell again, under 2 minutes to go in the game. Farwell gives to Trey Kling, 1 foot inside the three-point line. Now to Farwell, 3 on the shot clock. Underneath Trey Kling, it's up, and it's good. He just beat the buzzer with the layup. That's about as good as you could ask for as a coach right there, trying to let some clock and get some points. Here's a shot in the corner, up no good by Clown, the rebound of the Indians. Timeout called by Hadley Sikora. He wants to put some new players in the ballgame in here with 90 seconds to go. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Sunny 101.3.
1:33 left in the ball game. 57-34. Pawnee City leading the Irish. Looks like a split tonight. The Irish girls got the win over Pawnee City, and the boys are going to win this one for the Indians. Pawnee City ball checking it in. Peyton Rose, a 5'9 freshman, back in there. Jordan Wernemont. Also in for Pawnee City. Kale Johnson's in there. Rose, as we said, is in there. Dawson Wilkinson is in the ball game. They are playing man-to-man defense here. The ball's off the left side for Peyton Rose. He'll give the ball up now for Wernemont. Wernemont to Rose. Rose left side back to Wernemont. 9 on the shot clock. The Irish give it and fits defensively here. Wernemont down the lane. Throws it up. No, didn't draw iron. rebound to Kanavi. Kanavi ahead the limber on, drive it all in. Nobody home. Down the lane he goes for the layup is good. First points of the night for Brendan Lemeron, 57-46. Doug Gold bringing Connor Nelson off the bench and the next dead ball on with Tyler Sipple. Here's a miss at the other end by Rose. Rebound to Lemeron. The other end, Sipple. That's going to be Clow for three. No, rebound to Rose. 30 seconds to go. In the front, Cale Johnson pass, knocked away, stolen by J.J. Lancaster all the way in, off the glass, won't go. Somebody's missing a shoe. That's Peyton Rose. He's got his shoe in his hand. Now he threw it, so where did he throw his shoe? He's playing with one shoe on and one shoe off, and I don't know where the shoe went. I think he threw it over here to the corner. 4 seconds to go, and that's going to wrap it up. Your final score tonight, the Pawnee City Indians, 57, Fall City Saved at Heart, 36, 57-36, the final. We'll wrap it up in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Get involved in community service. Become an active member of a service organization or church group. Our community is a great place to live. All of us at Frontier Bank are working together to create a powerful force for the good of the community. There's no greater gift than a gift of giving.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender in Falls City.
Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics. They work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at FastSolutions.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Tonight it's the Pawnee City Indians with the win over Falls City's Saving Heart by a final score tonight of 57-36. Scoring in the ball game tonight for Saving Heart, Cole Taft leads the way. He had 20 points in the ball game tonight for the Irish. 8 points for Bo Fletcher, 4 for Toby Baxter, and 2 each for Brendan Lemeron and Cooper Kanavi. The Irish went 2 for 2 at the line tonight, only 2 free throw attempts in the evening for the Irish boys. In the side for Pawnee City, leading the way, Anthony Kling and Jet Farwell with 18 points apiece in the ball game. 9 for Trey Kling in the ball game. We've got 6 for Tyler Tettmeyer. And we got 4 for Jordan Wernemont and 2 for Drew Menninga for their total of 57. They hit 11 of 16 at the free throw line. They're now 8-4 on the year. Sayer boys dropped to 7-9 on the season. In the girls' game tonight, it was a win for the Lady Irish. They're 15th of the year. They're 15-2. 54-25, Sagan Hart with a win there. It's Daisy Witt with 15-14 for Avery Sander to lead the Irish tonight. Annalise Catula had 10-9 for Erica Guerra to lead Pawnee City girls in tonight's contest here at Pawnee City. So that's going to wrap it up here tonight. The Irish and the Indians of Pawnee City, they split the doubleheader tonight. The girls win for the Irish, the boys win for Pawnee City. We'll be back next week. Nothing on Sunday next week. Basketball next Friday night on KTNC. It will be Falls City Tiger girls and boys basketball on the road at Weeping Water on KTNC next week. For our studio engineer, MJ Evans, I'm John Nixon saying goodnight, everybody, from Pawnee City.